Okay, full disclosure. This episode sounds like we recorded it inside a tin can in a wind tunnel during a stampede.
You might be exaggerating a little bit, but hey, we were in a new studio. We didn't know, and honestly, we were giving it our best.
And that's exactly what this episode's about. Learning to accept that someone's best might not look perfect, but it is still their best.
So grab your headphones and maybe lower your expectations just a tiny bit.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Adulthood is a Project. I'm Charlie, and sitting right next to me this time is my sister Casey, and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we're going to discuss effort. We will also discuss the ins and outs of the fact that people are most likely giving you their best. Why don't we take that and let it be? Let's get started.
Woo, woo, woo. We're together now. You could help with the buttons while I'm doing other things.
I could.
Oh, goodness gracious, dude. All
I
right.
think before we get too far,
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mom!
All right, listeners, it's Mom's birthday today, so we could not let the day go by without saying a big ol' happy birthday to her.
Indeed.
For sure. Speaking of, to someone who's always supporting us in our efforts that we think we're giving our best. She always does support us. So, Mom, we hope you're having a great day today. She's definitely one of the biggest supporters of our show,
Yeah.
for sure. So, happy birthday.
Yes. And I think let's address the fact that we had said we were going to talk about pivoting, but we gave ourselves permission to pivot,
We did.
and we just changed. We changed subjects on you just like that. Boom. Done.
Yeah, we sure did. So sorry that we led you to believe we were going to talk about pivoting today, but we pivoted and decided on a different subject.
Yes.
And then also I want to address that we have not done a happy hour in a few weeks.
Right.
We do apologize for not telling you ahead of time, listeners. We thought that we were going to be able to pick them right back up pretty quick. And with the move and getting reorganized, we just found ourselves a little like pushed with timing. So if you don't mind, and it kind of is what it is, even if you do mind, we're giving you our best. It just might not live to your standards right now.
That's right.
We're going to take just a little break on the happy hour while we get adjusted to this new schedule and what everything looks like. And we should be back with them probably within a month-ish.
Yeah, I think within a month we'll have them back
We
out.
can get back to happy hour. So just, hold with us. Please bear with us while we get that worked out with our scheduling.
Yes.
And then, yeah, we'll have them right back at you. I think that kind of covers announcements. We've never had announcements before.
Never.
It's just, things have been wild with the move, you guys. Wild. And then for those of you who listen and don't actually watch the video, it's pretty fun. So we are now in our new studio together,
Yes.
which, man, I just kind of want to note real quick how long it took us to get the setup to work out. Woo! But we got it. So,
Yes, we do.
yeah. All right. So now to get started with the show, it's quiz time.
Quiz
Quiz
time.
time. Dun, dun, dun. And you, oh yeah.
I'm gonna,
Ding, ding, ding.
yeah,
Just make sure
just
you got your din
the,
din ready.
ding, ding, ding. It's winning time for me.
I like it. I like your can-do attitude. Now the problem's gonna be, oh, I gotta move just a minute here, dude.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, move it around. Do what you need to
I'm
do.
so sorry. Video listeners, sorry about that one. All right, so it's my turn to do the quiz.
Yes.
Okay, now, because we just gave ourselves permission to pivot, I had to put the quiz together kind of quickly. So it's not like the theme is there. It just doesn't quite, it's kind of in a few different places, if you will.
All right.
Okay, so question number one. In Parks and Recreation, who is known for giving 110% to literally everything, including breakfast food?
I'm gonna be so honest, I don't know the show.
Oh no, really?
No.
What? Dang. Answer was Leslie Knope. I totally thought you knew that show, or I wouldn't have. Oh, it's like
I
I
don't.
gave you a trick question. don't know it. Okay, well, I do apologize then. I totally thought you'd watch that one. It's so funny.
I've attempted it a couple times, and I don't know. Like, I just, it never stuck. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
And it's too bad, because I see little clips of it, and I'm like, that looks so funny. But, yeah, I don't know. I probably have made it through, like, one season of it.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know.
We'll see if we can change that now that you have a roomie that likes it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, I know you've watched this show. Which Schitt's Creek character went from clueless socialite to small-town business owner showing personal growth at their own pace?
Oh, God, I can't. David.
Okay, I'm gonna give you that.
Well, I can't remember David's, like, what's the sister's name?
Alexis.
Alexis.
I'll give you David did it, too.
He did.
So the answer is
that. But he wasn't a clueless socialite.
Exactly. So the correct answer was Alexis. But I couldn't remember what business she opened.
I couldn't either.
And that's why I was trying to think. I'm going to give you that.
Okay.
Because you knew the name. And I thought David, too, when I made the question. And I double-checked it. I'm like, that wasn't the right answer, but it said it was. I don't know. All right. We'll give you that one.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
In Tina's Turner's song, The Best, which line comes right after, you're simply the best?
Better than all the rest.
So, ding, 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 ding. All right. Good job. All right. What animal gives birth after being pregnant for nearly 2 years, proving that sometimes giving your best takes time?
That's an elephant.
Good job. I see how I'm like, I'm all over the place. All right, and this last one, true or false. Thomas Edison made over 1,000 failed attempts at inventing the light bulb before succeeding.
You're asking true or false?
Yeah, is that true or false?
I think it was Nikola Tesla that did that.
Thomas Edison totally made the light bulb.
No, whatever. We're going to go true. We're going to go true.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding. That's right. How are you using the Edison-style bulbs?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. I just feel like, in general, I think Tesla did. I think Tesla created it before Edison.
I think you might actually kind of be correct
in
that, but I
don't give him the credit for it because he did it in a way that was actually, like, productive and sustainable.
Right, right.
We can't be having none of that shit around here.
We don't like sustainability. Come on now.
No.
We need to be able to sell you something on a regular basis.
Exactly.
All right, so that wasn't bad on the quiz today. I threw you for a loop with the Parks and Rec. But you got the rest of it. I really feel like you gave your best.
I did. I tried real hard.
Good. Good. So, you know, and talking about, you know, giving your best, and it really is like everyone's best is so different.
It is. It's very different. And I think sometimes it's hard to remember that whenever you're dealing with people.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And they're just so frustrating, and you think, man, get your head out of your ass.
For real, dude.
But truly, they probably really aren't, like, they probably think they have their head out of their ass.
Well, so I'm kind of a perfectionist also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it comes to a lot of things. So if someone is doing something that I'm like, that's not perfect. Like, what are you doing? It drives me even more insane.
Yes.
And sometimes that perfectionist can really be more of a flaw of mine than someone not giving their best.
Right. I have certain things I like done certain ways.
Me too.
And I always think about that, like, with my own kids and things where, you know, like, I like things cleaned a certain way, or I like things put away a certain way. And God bless them. You know, sometimes they just wouldn't. I think sometimes Sonny Boy didn't do it right on purpose, so he wouldn't be made to do it again.
I think we've all done that once or twice.
Oh, but in general, you know, and I will straight look at my kids and be like, are you stupid? What are you doing? And that's definitely not the best version of me coming out, but it comes out. It just does, and it's a little embarrassing sometimes.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that too, because I've had that happen as well. In times where I like lose my cool, yeah, and I'm embarrassed because I know that I can be better than that,
right?
And so then I get frustrated. I'm like, why did you do that? Because you're whatever might have been elevated at the time, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, dude, calm down. And I get frustrated with myself, and I then have to, you know, give myself grace. You've had a rough day, or you maybe didn't sleep good. Like, not making an excuse, but understanding where I'm at mentally that may have led to me, you know, letting my cool go.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I see myself so much in the flower child sometimes in the way she behaves, right? Because she wants things done a certain way, and she wants it done her damn way, or it's the highway.
Well, our own way is always the best way, duh.
And it makes me laugh so hard at her sometimes because she gets a little beastly. And, you know, if you're not doing it the way she wants it. And I look at that and I'm like, oh God, she's like me sometimes.
Well, and then, you know, you mentioned it is understanding that someone else, when you're like, pull your head out of your ass, and they probably don't think their head's in their ass.
Right.
Like, their best is just, someone else's best is never, it's rare to find someone whose best is the same as yours.
It is. And I'm gonna laugh and make an example of just the other day. Carly and I were working in the office. And because of the way I don't really do a lot of office work, per se.
You've made that obvious.
But it takes me a minute to process what I need to do, and it wasn't taking her as long to process it. But the look on her face told me that she thought I had my head straight up my ass.
I think I may have said, what are you doing, dumbass? Those words might have come out of my mouth. That wasn't my personal best. I could have had a lot more grace with her learning curve.
And it's only my second day on the job.
Right, right. I need to understand.
Trying to figure things out.
There's my perfectionist is like, I need to know the entire job in 2 days and understand every aspect of it. I'm like, no, you don't. That's not normal, Charlie. Calm down. Like, give yourself a minute. But because I expect that of myself, I expect it of her too.
Yeah. That definitely is not happening. It is not happening. Oh, man. But, yeah, and I think I didn't realize I had my head so far up my ass that day. But Charlie did realize it real quick for me.
I did. So.
We made it through the day, though, is all right.
We did. And we gave our best. And, yeah, there was kind of speaking, but flipping a little bit. But my favorite book, The Four Agreements, there's a little quote in there that said to always remember that your best would change from day to day. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, and I kind of mentioned, like, yeah, sometimes when you're like, oh, I didn't sleep good. But really, it's like if you're sick, your body's run down, but you still have all the stuff you need to get done, your best that day might be at an 80% from your normal 100. But because you're sick or your body's fighting something off, your 80 is 100 that day.
Right.
And so it's like your personal best could change from day to day. Or like my personal best of 100 today could be a 90% tomorrow when I was working 2 jobs.
Yeah.
And you finish that second job and you're beat from the day. So then the next day when you get up, you're like, oh my God, like I am all over the place, or I'm not, you know, fully caught up on the sleep or whatever the case might have been. My personal best that next day wasn't going to be the same it had been the day before because I, you know, had something else going.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I know sometimes And you might not even have anything physical to look at, right? Like, you would maybe not know this is sick or anything like that. But I know those nights when I have struggled with insomnia and I'm up and down, up and down. Trust me, if I have to get up early and try to make shit happen, my best is probably at what about a 50% would normally look like for me.
Right. I've done that too. Or even say you're doing physical work. If you're at a point, like for myself, if I'm at a point where I've been doing yoga pretty consistently and my arms are kind of built up, I'm lifting stuff left and right, no problem.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I turn around a month later, haven't been doing anything like that, and I'm lifting up a few rocks. Good Lord, these are heavy. Like,
yes.
Because your strength isn't built up because you weren't, you know, so that best from a month before is now, you know, like a 60%, if you will.
Yeah.
But that was my best today.
It was. I was thinking also along the lines of, you know, other people, and I think sometimes you have to remember, well, what we were talking about, like with, you know, like the flower child, like her example has been me her whole life, right? So it's obvious that she would want it her way or the highway, and she gets a little bitchy every once in a while, right? Because, yeah. I mean, that is the example she's had. So I can't even blame her for it.
Right?
But somebody who is a little more laid back and isn't like that, to them, they're thinking, yeah, why is she like this? Why can't she just let it go a little bit? But that's the example she was raised with, right? So I think sometimes you are doing your best because that's what you know.
You mean like what she considers her best because that's what she knows to be?
Yeah, like the way you behave sometimes or the way you do certain things.
Like you think it's your best because that's what you've always known to be, but someone else could have a whole different view of that.
Yeah.
Let's take cleaning. I think that's an easy one because I don't know if you caught this, but someone made the comment to us yesterday about cleaning. And they're like, well, it's really obviously easy here. Just clean it like you would your house. I looked at this person and I'm like, based on your appearance, I don't know how clean you keep your house. But to them, that level of cleanliness was probably fine because right. It was the best they knew because that's what they grew up with, if you will.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I did not see this person clean anything at this point. It was just the way the comment was made and who it was that made me kind of be like, interesting. But yeah, okay, so I see what you're saying. So it's like, say you go in there and you're like, but there's spots all over the mirror.
Yeah.
And maybe they didn't grow up with even cleaning a mirror, which would drive me nuts. I'm like, no. Like, the last thing you do, you shine that mirror down, but everything you just cleaned is all sparking back at you. Duh.
Right.
But that might not be someone's, okay, yeah.
Because that's the example they've always had. They don't know any different.
Well, and you know, it's funny you say that, and this kind of segues into it, but the nest or I don't know if it goes with it. But you think about parents.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to, I mean, I'm just going to call her out. I don't think she minds, but.
Well, it's her birthday, so don't call her out too hard.
No, it was, she had made a comment to me a while back about, you know, she goes, I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew what my mom had done.
Yeah.
So, you know, when she had us as kids, so she's like, I just did what I could. You know what I'm like? Yeah, I get that, especially
and for her first
baby or something who might be crying.
Yeah, and for her parents passed away so young. Because I think, you know, to myself, the parenting is a constant learning thing, right? I mean, mine are 20 and 21 right now. I'm still learning things about how to parent them.
Yeah,
and so. You know, by the time our mom was that age, her parents, well, I guess her mom would have already been gone.
Yeah.
So, it's not like she also had another older adult constantly being like growing and learning as she was also growing and learning.
Right. So you've got to see mom's example as your kids are growing. You've got to see how mom was with you.
Right.
And then do
and do better. Obviously.
It's her birthday. You said we're not calling her out.
Yeah. I mean,
Mom, I think you did great. Don't listen to her. That's why I'm the favorite,
I guess.
I mean, the sign in our trailer says it with my picture on it. Just saying.
Anyway.
But yeah, you do learn from other people.
Yeah.
And so then you do your best. And then, like you said, your best can change too in learning new things.
Right.
There's been, I would say probably work would be a good example for me. I'm doing my best. That's the best way to do it. This and that. Mm-hmm. And then along would come S and she would be like, why did you do that this way? Like, it made the most sense. And she goes, Charlie, stop. And she'd click three buttons and be like, done. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a lot faster. And she'd be like, how did you not know this? I'm like, I didn't.
Right.
So then I could take and learn from that. Like, you got to be open to learning new stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you can always continue to grow.
Oh,
and your
yeah.
best can get better.
Yeah. And I do think, you know, especially like, I would touch back on that, like, parenting. I think sometimes adult children can get so mad at their parents about the way they were raised, right? I mean, how often do you hear the joke about, like, we go to therapy and blame our mom for everything
yeah.
and this and that?
Yeah, for sure.
And I think we don't stop to remember, how was your mom raised? Is she trying to do better? I mean, I don't know, right? Like, I don't know how she was raised. I can take some guesses. Was she trying to do better with you?
According to her uncle, they were just strung up on a ceiling by a belt loop.
Yeah. So you have to try to, you know, just remember those things where, like, was she trying to do better? I'm sure she was. And then, obviously, like, I mean, all parents know. Your goal is for your kids to do better than you did.
Yeah, like with life in general.
Life in general.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, I feel like I'm a great, pretty good mom.
All right.
But I know that my kids are going to do so much better than me because they're able to look and be like, well, she did some of this stuff right, but some of this stuff she did not do great. That's okay. I have to admit, I didn't do everything perfect, but they can.
Well, yeah, because you raised them too.
Duh.
I think it's funny you say that because we do have to keep ourselves open to grow.
Yeah.
So there's always room to improve. So even if someone is like, well, your best wasn't good enough for me, it doesn't mean you weren't giving.
Right.
It just maybe wasn't good enough for another person.
Right. That would come down to relationships and everything, too.
Absolutely.
Because I know there's been times in relationships where, you know, you definitely didn't get the best of me.
Right. Same.
Right? Like, sometimes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I probably also wasn't getting the damn best of you at that point, you know?
And there's times where I've kind of had that term come up where I'm loving you the best way I know how.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that it's satisfying to that other person. In the right relationship, I feel like that would put into a conversation of how can we both do better for each other.
Yeah.
With the wrong person, it just, you know, does not end up that way. But there is that option saying, I'm loving you the best way I know how to. If there's a better way to do that, then let's talk that through.
Yeah. And I know, like, my kids and I have had a discussion about some stuff at one point where it's just like, and I think you would understand, right? Because dealing with an addict or whatever, I would always try to just remind the kids, hey, man, like, he's loving you the best way he knows how, but you also got to remember, like, he can't even love himself sometimes.
Oh, true.
So he doesn't know how to, I mean, if you can't love yourself, loving other people, that's hard.
True.
It can look really different.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, like what you're saying, like, and that's just in any relationship where if somebody doesn't know how to take care of themselves, doesn't know how to love themselves or be responsible for themselves, trying to be responsible for another person or love another person or give that other person, you know, attention or whatever, it just doesn't look the same.
True.
Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, in saying that, and I don't remember how the quote goes, because you can, but in Maverick, he said something like, why do you do it that way or something? He goes, just trying to manage expectations.
Yes.
He's like, why aren't you like up there with the best of the best or something? And he's just trying to manage expectations.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, well, that's true, because sometimes your best changes. So if you give a even keel across the board, I mean, you give 110% on day one, they're going to expect that every day. So,
I like to keep it at about a 10 on day one.
Is that 10 out of 100?
Bump it up to like a 20 the next day.
Like, yeah, just real slow rolling it.
Slow progression.
because there is, I mean, there's so many layers to it. Like you said, yes. Just giving yourself permission and the grace to be where you're at for the day.
Yeah.
Giving yourself that leeway to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just flipping that in how do you treat other people when they're not possibly doing something either the way you want them to or the way you think they should. Right? Because just because I think that's the right way does not mean it is. I mean, it usually is. But
yeah, I agree. It's definitely one of those things where it's hard to remember sometimes to, you know, I mean, just in any aspect, if your expectations are here, because this is what you give and this is how you perform, and maybe say your boss is about here.
She's doing hand signals for those people that are just listening and not watching.
I forget about that.
I know. I realized you were doing it, and I'm like, no one, if they're not watching the video, they're not hearing. So she was given a high bar, if you will, for if your expectations are a high bar, your boss's expectations are in the middle of that bar.
Yeah. And
or was that your low end of the bar?
No, that's like my mid bar.
Okay,
low end's way down. Way down. Who
the low end you won't see. Okay, so they're your boss's mid bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your high bar, and then so sometimes you're just like, what the hell's wrong with this person? But that's their best, and they're
and that's okay.
It is okay.
But yes, and that's for me personally, that takes a lot of, I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's the perfectionist in me of constantly needing to be so good at everything I do.
Right.
Or, you know, what, I don't know what that all comes from or stems from. There's obviously some inner work to do there. But yeah, thinking like this, because I need it to be that way. That is not normal.
It's not.
And I have to remind myself that when other people aren't on that level, I'm like, Carly, your level of normal, like you stress your own self out.
You do.
With you've seen it. You watch me do it. Where I get so stressed about something that's not just perfect. And it's like, calm the down, man.
Yeah. And I tend to be such a different side of that. Where I'm like, yeah, shit, that'll work.
That's close enough.
But not on everything, not at everything am I like that. I mean, it's just like certain things. I'm
fair.
Like.
So, you can't, okay, you catch me in a chill mode. I'm like, oh, it's fine. Who gives a shit? That totally works there. I don't see why it wouldn't.
Yeah.
3 hours later, I'm like, what? Why? Why would we even put this here? It makes no effing sense.
What the hell were we doing?
I'm back on level 10 up here again, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm annoyed. So sometimes for me personally, it's raining my own self.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not that someone else did anything wrong or that I did anything wrong. I just put such a level of expectation on something that was ridiculous.
Right.
That I got to pull it in a little bit.
Bring it in. Reel it in, girl. Reel it in.
Seriously.
All right.
I would say our lesson learned and growth earned on this. Have it great. Because other people's best may not be up to your standards, it doesn't mean they aren't still putting in the effort to give you their best. Remember, even your own best fluctuates from day to day. So have grace with yourself as well. We could all use a little more understanding and a lot less judgment in life. Start with yourself, and let's hope it spreads to others.
Oh, yeah. And in our next episode, we're going to explore hobbies. You're going to get our hot take on it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And if you enjoy what you're hearing, make sure to leave a review. It helps others find us. And make sure to like and follow on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.